Hello, everyone, and welcome to Full Spectrum Cannabis. Before we get started and I turn it over to Lance and Calandra, I am going to thank our sponsors. We've got Legend Technical Services for all your testing needs. We've got Canopy Accounting for your cannabis business accounting needs. Shulman Buskey Reams, your partner in cannabis law. And Canacon, We've got Canacon, the greatest cannabis expo in the universe. And our newest sponsor, Arik Canning, your favorite co-packer in Minnesota.
Huh.
There you go.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. I made it through all of them. I don't even think I messed anything up.
Yeah.
And it sounded really nice.
Yeah. Did it?
It did.
Yeah. Well, they are the best. And, you know, it's nice because I got to go and visit Arik Canning the other day.
Yeah.
And that's A-U-R-O-C-H, by the way.
Right.
But anyway, great facility, great place, and we're happy to have them on board.
Sounds amazing.
All right. Talk to Jake and the crew. All right.
Jake and the crew.
Calandra and Lance, take this away. I'm done.
What's up, right. Calandra?
Hey, how are you?
I'm well.
Good.
We're awake. We're upright. Awake.
Yeah.
And you know? Friday. Yeah. Is it Friday?
It is Friday.
It's Friday. I hope your Friday is coming soon if you're listening to this.
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we have going on today? Do we have a guest?
Yes, we have a great guest. So we have Kevin Trin today. He is with Mellow.
Yeah.
And a little bit about Mellow. These are award-winning products here.
Really?
So, yeah.
What?
Legacy.
What awards?
Legacy Cup,
Legacy
right?
Cup. Well, we'll get into
okay,
that,
we
right?
Okay, we will get into Jeez. That. But
it's like you're not supposed to interview the, right? What are they saying in law, right? You're testifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not allowed to testify. You can hear, right? But like there, that's not. I mean, we can Kevin. Get away with it if the other lawyer allows it, right? All right.
Well,
objection.
Objection. Overruled.
Sustained.
Oh, I'm sure. See, I'm not a lawyer. That's
Me
why
neither.
We've got a lawyer.
I just know that word.
We're good to go. Well, that voice you're hearing is Kevin Trin, right?
Yes,
it from is. Mellow.
From yes, Mellow. Sir.
Mellow without the vowels.
Yes.
So if you're wondering how to spell it.
Take out the E and the O, and when we can afford it, we'll put them in, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love it.
It gums up the packaging a little bit if you start throwing in extra letters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to have a great conversation today.
Yeah. Yeah. So these award things, because Calandra's already let the cat out.
I already let the cat out.
I mean, we could have like baked that into the middle a little bit.
Leave the anticipation.
You know, I wanted our viewers and listeners to know how phenomenal this product is and
great.
The work that they've put in. And just so they know, we're going to have a great conversation today with some...
We are.
...with an award-winning company.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, before we get to that, should we try some beverages and then we'll talk about the award-winning stuff?
Let's go.
Okay. What are we going to do? Are we going to do blueberry limeade first or are we doing strawberry limeade?
I would say strawberry limeade
first. You want strawberry first?
Yes.
Because
yes.
You think that the blueberry...
That one is the newest.
Ooh.
The blueberry,
man.
So.
I got a smell off of it already, just cracking the can. That's
I love it.
Oh man. There's some ASMR for everybody.
ASMR.
My goodness.
Mukbang here.
There you are. There you are.
Cheers.
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 Appreciate
Cheers.
You guys having us. Me.
That tastes good. And I love lime.
Ashmere.
So I love the strawberry, and you can really taste the lime. And
tastes good.
If I had slices of lime, I would throw it right in there.
You're going to do the extra work.
Yeah, I am.
I like that.
It's worth
extra
it.
Extra work. Extra
yeah.
lime.
Yeah, I'll make it, you know, even just tart, but the lime here is just really smooth.
Well, the color on this one is very blueberry.
It is.
Thank you, sir.
In color.
It is beautiful.
Not the outside of the blueberry, but the fleshy part of the blueberry.
Mashed
the color.
Up.
That we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Very smooth.
And one right after the other, right, is always fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's good.
I mean, that's how you get all the flavor, right?
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. That's the Wisconsin slurp.
Is it? I think that might be a little different.
We're both from Wisconsin, so you know we know.
Well, right. So we can call it the Wisconsin slurp if we want to, right? Okay, so now we're going to try Paul Martini. So
that's your brand.
We were doing Mellow before. So
right.
Those are delicious. Now we're going to try Paul Martini.
Right. Exciting.
I think it's exciting.
All right, Kevin, this is a special treat. Oh, look at these colors today.
Yeah.
These are some gorgeous colors. I love it.
I know. It's great, right?
Ooh.
How fun.
It smells. Whoa.
It's half lemontini. Mm-hmm. Half lemontini and half organic black tea.
Mm. I love it.
And it's a still beverage, right? So if you're one that doesn't enjoy the bubbles as much, or your system doesn't work well with bubbles, this is a beverage for you, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? Really I can taste the,
I like this one.
The black tea.
Right, but not too much.
Mm-hmm. Not too much. Yeah. And I'm getting more into teas. And so now when I do drink coffee, I drink decaf because I'm like weaning myself off of coffee. So I'm getting more into teas, and I would drink this more.
Yeah. Well, good. You know where to get it.
I do. I think I know the guy that owns
it. You know the guy. That's good.
That was good. That was great.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
I mean, like, it's very smooth. I like the color, too. It was like perfect tart. Like,
yeah.
You know, we're a fan of the tart. So,
right? Like, it was,
yeah.
Exactly. So.
And, you know, let me say this real quick. You know, it for me, personally,
yeah,
it's really hard for me to get into products and the owner doesn't indulge, or that the founder doesn't like.
That's a tough one for me.
And taste their products.
Right.
I know several people that don't indulge, but they sell the products. And, you know, it's really hard.
How would they ever know, right?
How would they know?
Right.
You know, you just completely go off of what other people say. But I've got to, you know, taste my own shit. And is this something that someone else would drink? So it's hard for me as a beverage owner to talk about something that I don't indulge in. And I know a lot of people that do that.
Right.
And I just tell you, I have to say, I'm really glad that for both of you, you know, you're willing to taste it and you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you know that it tastes good. And you're really putting the effort in. But, you know, it's not about money for you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and it's okay for it to be about money for some folks, right? There's nothing wrong with it being about money. Long as it's not only
about
money.
Right.
Right.
Right. And it is,
I think that's what you're describing, right? Like it really just comes down to it only being about the money if you're not trying your product, right? And I'm not saying that people aren't sampling it and having a little sip or something.
If you don't indulge
like that
at all, like how can you talk about the benefits of it
for
yourself versus for other people? We know that it helps people, right? But you know, for us to sit here and really try, that means a lot to me.
Yeah.
It means a lot to other people.
Should we talk about these awards?
Sure.
What'd you get the awards on?
Award?
You one, are award.
Yeah,
award.
Yeah.
Really
yeah.
curious.
Hey, it's okay, right?
You are really curious. Like what
the I know what it is. I know what it was, but
I know what I remember when you all won the award, but I hadn't tasted the products. But once I tasted this last week, I say we got to.
We gotta have them on.
We gotta have
them. Right.
These are by far the best chocolates I've had.
Great.
In Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah, because the other chocolates you would have were coming from maybe the adult use market, recreational market, higher potency market in other states. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clarify that's, you know, it's not just somebody else's chocolate somewhere else that you're saying might be good in another state. You're saying this is a dispensary chocolate found somewhere else maybe, but these are delicious.
These are delicious. These are going to be a huge seller in the Minnesota market.
Right.
And I completely see why they won I was blown away.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we'll talk about it more as far as like chocolate and things like that, but was it the chocolate that won the award?
Yes, it was actually. It was specifically the key lime pie chocolate that we had.
Okay.
It won the Legacy Cup last year for best new intoxicating THC chocolate.
Yeah.
It was a really cool award. It's a very innovative product, I'd say, just because when you think of a key lime pie, no one really thinks of it in a chocolate
no
form, right? So at first, a lot of people were kind of like, oh, like what, you know, like I don't know how I feel about that. But once they get a try, they're like, holy shit, like, this is really good. And with the key lime pie, you know, we have a signature crumble crust at the bottom to mimic a real key lime pie. It's a graham cracker crust. So intentionally did that because, you know, that different texture in your mouth. So it's all about giving a consumer a great experience while consuming their THC consumables, right?
Yep.
So that's what I think made it, you know, win the award, because not only was it great tasting, it had the graham cracker crust at the bottom, it was very thick. Presentation, you know, I'm not sure what the panel votes on, but I know it's not just taste. It's
right.
It's a full panel, a list of questions for sure, right. You know, as you're going through awards.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business. Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state. Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be. Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177. This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work. So. Yeah, I had been a judge.
Cool.
Which I think that Calandra should probably. I mean, I think Calandra should be a judge for this year. Yeah. You know, like, but I was a judge in 2023.
That's cool.
And yeah, there's a good amount of questions that people are, you know, being asked as far as, you know, how or why they would rate it as they would rate it, right? And it's evolved since then. So I don't know exactly what it looks like now, but I know Josh and his team over there at Legacy Glassworks and Legacy Cannabis. You'll see a lot of our products in a lot of those places. But on the festival side and the competition side of it,
right?
That was kind of, you know, like it was a lot.
Right. Yeah,
like I had a lot of things to roll through, right? And you're like, I've got this many days, and my tolerance wasn't like I was the low I had low potency tolerance, you know.
Yeah,
like, I
back was then. Like,
5 milligrams gonna do me. And so then I'm like, I had to like create a schedule,
yeah,
in order to get through all of the CBD. You know, there were CBD tinctures that I was doing, and they didn't have me on the gummy side because I had submitted something for gummies back then for another company. But congratulations again on that. We've got key lime pie right here. I'd eat it, but I gotta drive 4.5 hours. I mean, I'll still probably have a little bit
I'm sure he'll let you have. I will let you have that.
Oh, will you? You'll let me have the key lime? Okay, cool. I'm down. I don't think I got the key lime when you and I had met.
Yeah.
It was a little more winterish when we had met, and now it's a...
We might have actually been out of the key lime pie at that point.
I think that might have been the case. Well, thanks for bringing it in.
Yeah, for sure.
Now I get to take it, and Calandra's going to have cookies and cream and chocolate mousse cheesecake.
Yeah. Look, I'm fine with whatever. One of my bud tenders at my dispensary, when he saw that, he's like, can I have that one? He's like, yeah. Cookies and cream. Good. He's like, I got to have that one. So,
I mean,
shout out to Ryan.
What's up, Ryan? Have you not? I don't know. Maybe we talked about him a season or two ago. Yeah. But yeah, Ryan's still stomping around the grounds and taking care of business.
Then when he goes home, of course, he's a gamer. Some of the best bud tenders are gamers.
I think there might be something about it, right? Yeah. Like is that going to be like part of your interview question?
are you a gamer?
Yeah. So what do you like to do in your spare time? Is a very common question.
Right? You say, like, you're a gamer.
So
you're hired.
What do you get into outside of work, right? And then you can look at him. You're like, nah, I wonder if
he plays games.
He's a gamer, probably, right? Yeah. You know, at this rate, anyways. You know, now that you know a little bit more, but
yeah, he has other people that he games with.
Sure.
So what's nice is, you know, he's gonna take this and he's gonna share. It's great advertisement.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah,
that's one of the best things about samples. I mean, I'm sure that most of the brands or people that are thinking about starting brands that are listening or watching, you give a sample away. Like, the fun thing about this is, you know, you've got 48 milligrams of THC per package in one of these chocolate bars, right? Mm-hmm. There's plenty of folks that's easy peasy. They're gonna eat this whole chocolate bar, no problem. But then there's somebody like me I'm probably only going to have a square. I'm probably only going to have, you know, what does it end up being? 3.2 milligrams?
Yep, 3.2 per serve.
Per square. But yeah, anywho, I was going somewhere. I completely lost.
You like ease your way into it. Yeah. You know, it's a journey. Yeah, it's not a sprint.
Have a little bit of fun. But the sample part. Thanks. Yeah. I came back to myself. But you give away these samples, and that sits in somebody's drawer. That sits in somebody's sample bin. That sits, like, it is sitting inside of that business or that person's home for a period of time, right? And so those impressions are worth something, right?
Yeah.
Of course.
And that's one of the reasons why, when we're looking at samples, sure, you could go and you could give a 2-pack of your gummies away, or you could give away 2 squares, or you could be super focused on, like, reducing your, you know, your COGS and everything like that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. When I actually think that if you're focused on reducing your COGS in that manner by giving out less of samples, that you're actually hurting yourself a little bit on the marketing side.
Yeah.
Because it's sitting in the drawer.
Yeah. One thing I learned early in this market is, when you have a new product, be prepared to give away at least 30% in the beginning, you just need that product in people's hands.
Right.
So, you know, for some people, 30% is a lot, but, you know, you got to scale your product. You got to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't know, if I don't see this, then I don't know about it.
Right.
So just this right here, just giving this to us, and the samples I got from him last week and early this week, I mean, it's really going to mean something.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's just a whole new group of people. You know what I mean? Your kids, your people going to your dispensary. It's like, you never know who's going to see it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
And we say your kids, we're talking about, you know, the legal age.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Whatever state.
The old ones.
Right. We're not talking. Yeah. We're talking to, like, we're.
I can. Let me tell
Kevin's
you where that comes from.
Looking at humans that have grown children.
Yeah. But
right?
let me tell you where he gets that from. Why he looks at me and says, your kids.
Right.
Because at the CannaFest, where I saw him at.
Yeah, that's where you get your free labor.
My kids were working.
Yeah.
Yes, that's,
I mean,
free,
it's not
labor.
Actually free labor. I mean, you're taking care of things too.
Right.
Of course.
I mean,
free,
my kids,
free
yeah.
is not free
my
for
kids
you.
My kids are 31, 26, and 25 years
all
old.
All of age.
So that's why he says my kids. Yeah. Because
I met them there.
He met them there, and my kids work. I raised them on, you don't work, you don't eat.
Right.
So, yep. Yeah, I've heard that.
As adults,
she said that. Yep.
You're working. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I'm working. I'm working on my kids working too.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, one of them's 40. You're still a kid to me because you're in my wallet.
One of them's 15. I'm like, what you gonna do to make money? I'm looking at my clock right now, and I'm like, I started working when I was 12.
So, yeah, me too.
You know, you better get on, right? Mm-hmm. You've had 3 years of rest. Let's keep going, you know? Or at least start. Can we start doing something?
So Kevin, tell us your role at Mello.
Yeah, so I am one of the brand owners, and I run the sales operations, kind of just the jack of all trades. Do a little bit of everything, you know, as I'm sure Lance knows, and, you know, like as an owner, you're kind of doing a little bit of everything on the spectrum, whether it's operations, like I said, marketing, you know, running numbers, it's all the above. So, but I like to direct my attention mainly towards sales and operations, just building relationships and such stuff like that. Getting the brand out, you know, getting the good word out. So,
okay. Well, before we talk about, you know, what he enjoys most about working in this industry and some other questions you may have, I want to talk about the Pop Rocks. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we should talk about the products that they have and things like that, and then we can get into the rest of the stuff, right?
Yeah, sure.
You know, because you might want to take a break from us if you're listening or watching, and, you know, we want you to hear this good stuff before you might decide to take a break, and then you'll come back. We know you'll come back, but, you know, sometimes we're like, squirrel. We just go and...
You know, squirrel?
No. Yeah, right. You're like, what was I talking about again? I haven't even had that much beverage yet.
I know. I don't think I've ever seen gonna... like that. But that's how good it is. Because you're like, where was I going with that?
Where was I going? It sure turns out I've relaxed a little bit already.
And that's what it seems like. I'm pretty chill myself.
There you go.
Very relaxed.
So Pop Rocks, that's what we were going to talk about is Pop Rocks, right? Yes. And then they're probably not Pop Rocks. But what do you call them?
Moon Rocks.
Mellow Moon Rocks.
Mellow Moon Rocks. So the reason I call them Pop Rocks is because when I met him, he was telling me about Moon Rocks and I'm thinking Moon Rocks, a different thing. Well, he said, remember when you were a kid, you had Pop Rocks and they popped in your mouth? And that piqued my interest. Sure.
Right. It's always, hey, this is Mellow Moon Rocks. And then, you know, parentheses, Pop Rocks.
Yeah.
So people know it because then they're like, oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just call them Moon Rocks just because it rolls off the tongue, you know, Mellow Moon Rocks versus the Pop Rocks. You know, it's too relatable to Pop Rocks, I guess.
It sits in your mouth and it just starts.
Yeah, it does.
It's a great feeling.
Explosion in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah, I love it.
So what are the flavors that we're working with at the moment? Because I know we were talking just a couple of months back and you were working on them.
Yeah.
And I, you know, got an early sample or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
But what do we have now? Is it all over the place? Can people get it where they want to get it?
Yeah, for sure. So we actually, with our Blueberry Limeade and our Moon Rocks, we actually just released this about the end of February. It was when it officially launched with our distributor, when it took place in the market. And we have our strawberry flavor here. We got a blue raz, and then we have a fruit punch.
Okay.
So right now it's all over the Twin Cities on whatever stores. I think I want to say about like 50 to 60 stores have picked these up so far, and they most likely have all three because we're easing the market. It's a new product. We're doing variety packs, so then retailers aren't really overcommitting on a certain flavor. Mm. Retailers are. They're like, oh, well, I don't know how it'll do if it's new. They're kind of questioning it, but then if you give them something to just dip their toe in. And then figure out what the consumer likes. You know, if you sell three of these, it's like, oh, you're going to need another full case strawberry because you got people who want it, right?
Right.
So, about 50, 60 stores, dispensaries, liquor stores, convenience stores. 36 Lynn, I know, has them for sure.
Yeah. Shout out to 36 Lynn.
You can add
Lonnie and Josie.
Another gentleman, too, D.
D. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's,
I think.
Great people. Great, great little.
And we certainly just added them to our inventory.
Yes. Well, great. Yeah. So you've got Mellow at the Good Zen.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We've got all the things.
You can find your good Zen, Mellow at
Good Zen. Yes. 8509 Jefferson Lane North in Brooklyn Park.
It was so fresh. I just dropped off product two days ago. I forgot. Actually, it was like yesterday. So it's very new. But it's there at Good Zen. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
The week is running out quickly.
Yeah. You know? I set it up last night, so it's definitely.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Check out.
Beautiful store, by the way. Thank you. That was great.
Thank you.
Their shop. It was the first time in there.
It is. It's lovely.
It's an experience. You know. It's a journey walking through. Like, damn, there's a backside to this. You know, like it was well placed, well everything laid out and stuff. So props.
It's always fun asking people this, right? Because you're like, I don't know. I gotta like this for this reason and that for that reason. So out of the moon rocks, the mellow moon rocks. What's your favorite flavor at the moment?
I would say, man. Honestly, I would say it's a strawberry.
Yeah.
Something about strawberries really just, it attaches me. It gets me. It's a good flavor, you know. It's not too sweet. And maybe it's just because I have a thing for strawberries. Maybe I'm biased.
Yeah.
So I would say that one is strawberry limeade, right? As you could tell, we got a lot of strawberry in our product.
Yeah.
I would say the strawberry.
Sweet. It's
pretty color on it, too. So.
Dang it. Pop rocks are fun. I mean, moon rocks by Mellow.
I like that.
Whatever they end up being, you know, buy some stuff. Buy some stuff, right? Eat some things. You'll have fun. Don't eat too much of it. Low and slow.
Yeah.
Right? If you're a beginner, act like a beginner. Right? Don't be like, well, you want to know what?
Yeah. Tough guy.
You know? Super fun. All right. So what were we going to do after that? We talked about the products, and then we were going to get into like what he likes working in the industry.
Yeah. But before we get there, you also have some other flavors, right?
Of our drinks, those are actually the only two flavors we have now. Okay. We did have a lower dose. It was a 3.2 drinks. It was more of like a seltzer, lower calorie and stuff. But, you know, as you probably know, the market is not demanding the lower dose. There are people out there that want the lower dose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, they got to come out of hiding, right? And it's just... when you go to a retailer, they don't see it that way. They just look at their numbers and see what is selling. And obviously, it's the 10 milligrams there. But we've always, you know, entered the market. We were the low and slow, the social dose is what we call it, just for consumers to be in their control of their THC journey and, you know, find their mellow.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
You could always indulge more, but you can't take back, right? But and that's why we did our edibles 3.2, just because with the chocolate, you know, no one's eating one piece and saying I'm okay with eating one piece of chocolate. You know, that way they could eat more than one if you're a connoisseur.
Sure.
And then
you'd only be at 6.4 if you did.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So you're just a tiny amount more than your regular 5 milligram,
right?
Kind of maximum per serving that you can have here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems reasonable, right?
Yeah, like of course.
Six point something.
Yeah.
Like, you can handle a couple of... I like the move.
Right?
Yeah.
I like the move. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I like a split gummy at 5 milligram. Because you can have 2.5 or you can have 12.5, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so for you, a little bit more math involved there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're probably not doing the math.
You know? You got to do the math for everyone.
You for sure do. You're like, okay, cool. What is it? All right. So if you have three of them, here's the fun thing. You get to have three of them and you're at 10.
Exactly.
It's great. Well, okay. So what we're going to do before we get in to all of the fun of why you like working in the industry and kind of your journey and, you know, where maybe did your journey begin with cannabis and that kind of fun stuff, we're going to take a quick break.
Cool.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services, cannabis testing and technical consulting. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court. all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be.
Ara Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans. We're talking the 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. Again, that's Jake at 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
This is it, second half. Thanks again to all of our sponsors. We'll just go through it real quick. Legend Technical Services, Canopy Accounting, Shulman Buskey Reams, CannaCon, and our newest sponsor, Ara Canning. Ooh, I did it. Ooh,
thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Second half chaos began before I introduced the second half, but that's all right. You guys get into it. Have fun. Talk BWs and sponsorship and all the rest of it.
BWs, yeah. So we were talking about like doing a show at Buffalo Wild Wings, but they're not a sponsor yet. So,
and you just said their bones are getting bigger.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't say theirs, right? I just said that's what it kind of seems like.
Somebody's chicken bones are getting bigger. That's what you said.
Seems like the chicken bones are getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And the meat stayed the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I accept that. I think that.
I think that's what's happening.
All right, Kevin, this is about you, not the chicken bones.
Hey, I'm here. I'm vibing right now. It's all good. Is it really? Talk about food all day, every day.
Yeah. So I had breakfast a while ago. Yeah. I'm ready for some lunch.
Yeah. I did tell Kevin and his business partner, I did make them promise to give me a spring roll class.
Spring rolls.
That is like bucket list to me that I really, really, okay, so I love Vietnamese food, right?
Sure.
Oh my God, I love it like pho and just, or yeah. Is it pho or pho?
Pho.
It's pho.
Yeah,
pho. My son, he corrects me. He's like, Mom, it's pho. I love bún.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I worked, I worked in the county attorney's office for a while, Ramsey County Attorney's Office, mm-hmm. early in my career, and my office, when I went into private practice, I had my office in St. Paul for many years, and there was a place on University Hoabien that I would mm-hmm. we would go to all the time.
Yeah.
But spring rolls is like one of my favorites. So I made them promise to give me a spring roll class.
I told her it's like rolling a joint, man. You know, it's just a way bigger joint.
Is that all that it is? I mean, but you got your tucking ends in on a spring roll, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true too.
You know it's like rolling a joint, but you tuck the end in at the end.
Yeah, right. But I also need to learn how to, you know, do the shrimp, the marinated pork, mm-hmm. the sprouts. This does not sound
like a spring roll class. It sounds like a full on, like, teach me. Like, well,
teach
I mean,
me.
I was
yeah.
just, I suppose I just went into the rolling aspect of it.
Yeah.
And you're going, no. The carrots need to be a certain size.
Right.
This has to be a this. That, yeah. To balance it all. You're talking of the course. full deal.
I need mm-hmm. to know, like, from yeah. begin, the way my brain, I need to
sounds
know.
Sounds amazing.
Like, and then teach me to roll the joint. That's right. The fat joint. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to do it. I want to do it with not cilantro.
Okay.
I've got that thing. Oh, you know, like you might have that where all of a sudden you're like, soap oh, it tastes taste. Like soap, right?
It's genetics.
It is. It's totally that thing. But I decided that cilantro wasn't going to win. So I, every once in a while, I'm not like I'm eating a bushel of it by any means, right?
Right.
But
right.
I'll take it off at the top of the tacos if there's a pile of it. But otherwise, whatever. We're going to... Cilantro doesn't get to taste like soap to
you
me.
You think cilantro tastes like soap?
It used to. It doesn't anymore. But for all of the people that are like, oh, it's a delicious herb. And I'm like, it's not for me, right? And it's not for other folks that taste the same thing that I'm tasting. But I'm doing my best to make sure it doesn't taste like that. And I think that it's just because I continue to expose myself to it.
I mean, that's kind of like me with grapefruit.
Oh, really?
The bitter, the aftertaste. Every time it's out, I'm like, I'm going to try this again and see if I like it or hate it. And every time it's the same reaction. But, you know, I try to be like you, where I'm like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to let this food kind of deter what I feel about it, you know, what it wants me to think about it. So it's... But I like grapefruit in like mixed stuff. Just the fruit still, it's like a 50-50 for me right now when I eat grapefruit. So
as long as there's salt or sugar, you can do just about anything you ever want. So I wonder if I go and take cilantro and I salt or sugar it, that it then makes it even better for me, right?
I mean, I should put sugar.
Interesting. Or I could maybe understand what it might taste for others.
Well, I just wanted to kind of teach you with the fact that I'm getting a spring roll class.
Yeah. Spring rolls.
Yeah.
Spring bowls.
Thank you to our sponsor, Spring Rolls.
Yes.
You will find them at your local Vietnamese spot.
Well, in other
places, but hey. Yeah.
But I will say this, him, it's you or your business partner?
My. Yep.
His family owns a Vietnamese restaurant that's actually quite popular. Mm. Let me tell you how popular it is. So a good friend of mine, a chef, was at the event too. Mm-hmm. And when I told her which restaurant his family owned, she said, I was just there yesterday.
Are we going to name the restaurant or can we not name it?
No, you can name it.
You're like this one spot. We're like, you're going to have to ask us in the comments.
Well, I can't figure it out. I've had, you know, just
scavenger hunt.
I can't remember the name.
Oh, got it.
But
all right.
Oh, say, yeah, you can say
Nicolet. Yeah, for sure. So the restaurant is Quang Restaurant off of Nicolet.
Nice.
Eat Street.
Yeah.
It's been around there for decades. And sweet. Plans to be for decades. Decades more. It's a family-owned business built from the ground up. Mai was, you know, he helped his mom build that restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, basically did everything in the restaurant industry. So
see, maybe we go there and eat some foods like we would at Buffalo Wild Wings. We call it a sponsorship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Because
we'll record and eat and talk. And
yes, the food is excellent. The spring rolls are really good. So it's like, so when you go, it's kind of, the parking, it's kind of like, so the parking lot is kind of shared parking lot.
Yep.
It's at least so there's parking. That's great.
It can be a little tight, but I parked on the street.
Oh, yeah.
I've had my son meet me there a couple of times. And it's spelled like Q-U-A-N-G, Quang.
Yep, Q-U-A-N-G.
Yes. Yeah,
exactly how it's spelled.
Yeah, yeah.
The food
is really good.
Yeah,
like you can go in. You could like go and they have like an order counter there, you know, to go. And you can just kind of sit there and wait. Otherwise, you can just get a spot. It's a nice size restaurant. They have a lot of space. And
They even got a little DoorDash section so you don't run into the DoorDash driver, you know?
It's great.
Yeah.
We've got to adapt, you know, the old pivot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's not pivot. It's just pay attention. All it is. Just pay
pivoting.
Attention.
Pivoting.
But it really is a great restaurant. Right. So tell us about your journey. How did you get into this?
Yeah. So, I mean, for me personally or all of
us?
Just me? Okay. So,
yeah, you and then them. And then, if you want,
we can change the subject too.
Yeah. Like, no problem at all.
You can roll with it.
So, I mean, just cannabis itself, I've been, you know, a user, I guess you could say, since high school.
Sure.
Like high school, you know, it's just like the way it made me feel, you know, it's more chill. Like, I do a lot of music too. Like, I'm an artsy person, so it really enhances those types of things. I mean, it's just an alternative to alcohol too.
Yeah.
And obviously like helps you, like I like to sleep good. So, you know, when I consume it, it helps me sleep too. And that's my personal opinion. But how I got into Mellow was actually my brother-in-law recruited me actually.
Okay.
So Mai is actually one of my brother's best friends. And he was opening this business, recruited my brother-in-law, and then I got recruited into it. And at the time, I was doing sales for, can I say the name or should I, does it matter? Oh, for Arctic Wolf, you know, Minnesota-based company, great people there. And I just thought, hey, like, this is a great opportunity. Like, you know, I'm in this corporate world. If anything goes wrong, if it doesn't work out, there's always a corporate world to go back to. You know, sure. It's like these opportunities don't really open the doors and to be asked to be let in. So
right.
That was kind of how I got into this. And then that was about a year and a half ago, maybe two. Can't remember. I don't know the exact date. But so that's how I got brought into it. And then I was like, okay, I'll help with the sales and I'll do this. And then it's just been a, you know, up and down ride, roller coaster,
right.
Riding the wave ever since. So yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Like, you want to know what sales are going great. Oh, crap. We have to make that again.
Yeah.
Like, that's the roller coaster
of sales.
That it exists here, right? You're like, why were our sales down that month? And it's like, we probably didn't have one product, you know what I mean? Or we were waiting on it, and, you know, whatever it ends up being, it's, you wonder why so many people have so many different products.
Right. Yeah.
And it's, trying to keep the three the way that they need to be, or the six the way that they need to be.
It's the pivot, right?
It's the pivot.
Pay attention, you know? Yep.
Just kind of move with the market. Pivot. Pay attention. So. Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Exactly.
As long as you get up and you get out the door. Sometimes you don't need to get out the door, but you need to open the computer and you need to not be just sitting there watching YouTube like you are right now.
Right.
Get back to work.
Well, what about the Mai's journey? Tell us a little bit about Mai, you know, how long? Because, you know, I think it's very interesting when people get together and to have a business and they stay together. Like, that chemistry needs to be right.
Right.
And I often talk to people about, you know, vet your partner, you know, ask them, you know, kind of what they like to do. Do you have the same interests? Mm-hmm. Do you have the same goals? And kind of learn how they function.
Sure.
And I know I had a brief conversation with you and Mai kind of about this. And, you know, you guys have a really good chemistry. So tell us about, you know, his journey, how you met him and how you two make it work.
Yeah. So, well, we met through my brother, you know, he's been around hanging out with my brother for a while. And I just feel like when we, you know, we started, we had a certain amount of people on our team, right? And it just, people were doing a full-time job and then also this. So, you know, and as you go through time, it's like some people just don't have time for this, you know? So they get, they just step down from it, right? So it started with a collective of us where we, you know, everyone kind of specialized in something. Like, there's a sales guy, there's a marketing guy, there's just design, you know, just everyone. He brought together this team collectively that, you know, would basically help resource each other out.
Yep.
And, you know, as time went on, it was just like, man, like, people just didn't have enough time for this and stuff. And that's completely cool. You know, it just, life happens.
Right. Right.
So then, so there was that. And I was actually one of the only people who stayed on. I left my job for it. I saw the opportunity and, you know, I'm a go-getter. So in my head, it was more so like, you know, I have to see this through because I left my job for it, right? I got a lot riding on the line for this. So I'm like, I can't let me leaving my job and proving that I should have stayed was the right decision, right? So that was why I put all into it. And we just both wanted to deliver a product that people can really enjoy. Mm-hmm. You know, I come from a restaurant industry, you know, over 10 years I've worked. So just delivering a good taste and a good product that people could really consume daily and enjoy it. And that's why we did the lower dose. You know, there is a market for the lower dose, like I was saying. Yep. It's just, it hasn't adapted yet.
Right.
So.
Well, we needed to get enough people out of their home and comfortable. Well, they can stay in their home too, right? Like, but how do we reach them?
Yeah.
Right. And that's a little bit about why this podcast exists. That's a little bit why, you know, Mary J. Cannabis Parties exists. It's like a Tupperware party that you invite all your friends and your family and things like that to your home. It's like, how do we remove the barrier to you going into a hemp dispensary like Calandra's? How do you, you know, remove the stigma around drinking one of these beverages at, you know, the baseball field or the gymnastics practice or whatever it ends up being, right? Like, plenty of folks are sneaking alcohol in and doing whatever they want to do there. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't do that. I'm saying that you're doing that for a reason, because you want to enjoy a beverage while you're there.
Right.
This is another option for that, right? I mean, meeting people where they are, and I think that's kind of the piece to it, is how do you get that person out of their home, or how do you get to that person that's in their home? And a little bit of it is samplings. A little bit of it is being available in liquor stores where people are already going, right?
Yeah.
How do you, you know, you can pop into the liquor store, but you got Good Zen sitting right there. And it's like Good Zen, you're going to get some, I'm not saying you're actually getting good information at liquor stores, but it's a little more hands-off experience
right.
in a liquor store in comparison to a hemp dispensary or a store that is a non-alcoholic store, like Zero right. Proof or something like that, right? Like that, the entry to the market for that consumer, or the coming back to the market for that consumer. I think that's what's really important. If we look at chocolate, right? Chocolate does not have any great share of the market whatsoever, right?
It doesn't.
It is a very, very small percentage of the market that is other than gummies.
Gummies, right?
Mm-hmm. Like gummies dominate, concentrate dominates, flower dominates.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at the uniqueness of the chocolate and the moon rocks, right? Like, you guys have already chosen a path that's so much more difficult.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, so you have to have some, you guys must just have crazy passion behind bringing something that is more unique to the market that maybe somebody hasn't thought about.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point about going to a dispensary versus a liquor store, you will get more information from a bud tender at a dispensary than you will the liquor store. But we've chosen to stay in the 5 milligram market for now with the 3 SKUs that we have, because we just find when...
You're talking about Slay Beverage.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. We've found that folks over 30 years old, they find that if they have 10 milligrams. And these are just certain people.
Sure.
Certain
right. People you've talked to, you know, right? Like what feedback you've received from the market. Yeah.
Yeah. They can't finish the whole can.
Sure.
You know, or they like to go to a restaurant, because we're in restaurants.
Yeah.
And they can have a 5 milligram and still, you know, feel okay.
Yeah.
They don't feel intoxicated versus a 10 milligram.
Then maybe they might.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And 10 milligrams, you know, they say, you know, they wake up a little groggy.
Yeah.
You know, in the morning versus 5, happen. You're going to be a little more refreshed. So that's just
speed of ingestion,
my little
as well,
plug
right?
Yeah, about, yeah. Say,
with you know, 5, you're drinking 2 cans.
Exactly.
Double the time versus the 10. So
exactly. Sure. So for folks who are listening and, you know, thinking about getting into the market.
So
you
many
know,
options.
So many options. So
Talk
many
to
options.
Us. Hit us
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Good Let's have a Mary J party. That'll be fun.
And we're inviting Mello.
Hey. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah.
By the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have some fun together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
So do you?
We just said a whole bunch of really great things, and we didn't even give Kevin a chance to say
I know.
Anything about
no, it's
Kevin
cool.
Like, I was like, so here's what we're going to do.
I almost forgot what she asked. I was like, I was so in tune with it. I'm like, yeah, this is well, great, great stuff here. But wait, what did she
You guys
like,
will figure it out.
Here, I'll bring it back to where it kind of started. And where it kind of started was the entry to the market and having a little bit of the low dose. And then that piqued interest in, you know,
the uniqueness
of the products and the passion that exists behind putting something like that into the market, formulating these things. And then Calandra got excited, and now we're back to you. So,
yeah.
Like, so, that's where we were.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just stemming to stand out and just be different, you know, and using our, like I the restaurant background to really back it up in terms of whether it's innovative innovation with the product, like a moon rock, right? Very, like, we had hard candies. Same thing, not a lot of people are doing it. And even with our flavors, there's not a lot of limeades. You see a lot of lemonades, right? So just trying to be innovative and work our experience with great taste into that, so that people, when they jump onto the ship, they'll actually enjoy it, you know? Because if you have a very standout, different product that people are kind of scared to do and it doesn't taste well, or, you know, then it's like, how do you get that person back number one thing that gets people back is taste, right?
Right.
You go to a restaurant, it could be the shittiest service in the world, but they might come back or they might order if the food is amazing. They might just DoorDash and be like, I don't want to deal with the service. I'm going to just get it at home, right? Because they like the food.
Yeah.
But if it's the other way around where the service is amazing and the food isn't that good, chances are they probably won't come back to eat the food, even though the service is good. So that's why we emphasize a lot of our products, if not all, on taste.
Yeah.
So just great experience.
So how often do you put moon rocks on ice cream?
See, that's I'm glad you asked that because
I would put it on ice cream all the time. Every time I have ice cream, I would put it on there.
I would never
give you
that
extra texture, right? It's just the extra texture in your mouth. It's just like little sprinkles. It's the same thing with chocolate. I've seen people make like chocolate coffee in the morning, you know, or like chocolate shakes, and they'll add our chocolates or put some of our chocolate, crumble it on ice cream.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Okay. So you go and take this chocolate, right? Because people are like, I want to make my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
So then you just take the chocolate, melt the chocolate,
mm-hmm.
and then put it on top of your cake.
Yeah.
Right? If you're only eating it, and please tell your friends if they are. Right? But if you cut it in the right amount of pieces and you spread it evenly enough, then you can have a lot of fun with these products.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, think about a muffin, a 12 stack platter muffin. Just take one piece each and put it on top. Like
there you go.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. You can melt it down and just drizzle it individually.
Exactly.
And, you know, dose yourself how you want to dose it. Just tell them how much the dose ends up being. You can have a little party with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious. I must be really hungry.
That's a great idea. I know. I'm ready for some chocolate.
I know. Man.
On my ice cream. Now you got me thinking.
Yeah. Right? Vanilla ice cream.
What is there something that, because I know we've always got our ideas and oftentimes we're just holding off from, like, we're not trying to figure out what's next. We're like, we need to not do that right now.
Yeah.
You know, we're creative enough and we formulate enough that we get excited about certain things.
Yep.
And there's that one thing that's been sitting in our head for a good period of time, right? Like I haven't told anybody this. Maybe I've told people this, but I'm going to make a beverage called Olive Teeny.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be briny and delicious. And I'm just trying to figure out formulation. And then at some point in time, that'll come out. And will it be something that stays out or just a seasonal? Like Paul Martini might just be a seasonal.
Sure.
At least it's a seasonal at this moment because I got to order more cans.
Yeah.
But is there something on, you know, the horizon that you're thinking, all right, cool, we're going to do this? Because you're pretty secretive about certain things, right?
Yeah.
Moon rocks, you're like, got this thing. Don't tell anybody about it. It's not in market yet. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Easy peasy. But is there a certain flavor profile or the next beverage or like – you know, I don't know. Is there something you can share about what might be coming from Ello?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm not sure if you guys knew this, but we did have a fourth chocolate.
Ooh.
It was a chocolate covered strawberry and it was delicious. But, you know, at the time we were just kind of condensing and, you know, what is selling, you know, and that was our slowest one. And so we're kind of like, okay, well, let's just focus on these three because they are selling, right? Let's just condense. We're a new company and stuff. And of course, when it's gone, everyone wants it.
Yep.
Yes.
Which is beautiful, right? Because
it's
then
great.
What you could do is you can, and I think about all of these things, but I don't properly activate them. Because when you're a team of one or a team of two or three, you're a super small team. And
sure.
So, you know, having a launch party for a beverage or, you know, focusing on a pre-sale.
Yep.
Right. So this is gone from the market because we went to these because these were the ones that were selling the best. And then we got rid of it and you guys said, come on. Right. Well, we're back.
Right.
And before we go and make it, you can help determine how much of it we make.
Right.
If you're really passionate about this product, put your money where your mouth is and buy yourself a couple of bars. We'll give you a little bit of a deal because you're buying early, right? But let's run a nice little pre-order for this action.
Agreed.
So then that's helping that seasonal, right? That seasonal batch.
Right.
Because I saw some brand calendars and you'll see them from breweries and, you know, it tells you, you know, they're brewing this beer from this time to this time. And it's very weather and it's very seasonal. Right? Because we're not sitting here drinking. There's people that do, and it's lovely. I mean, drink yourself a porter in the summer. It is fantastic. It's just beautiful and velvety and lovely, right? But everybody's like, well, I'm going to drink something that has an orange on the rim. And it's like, stop putting fruit on the edge of your knock off, right? I mean, sure, fine. It makes it a little cuter. But, you know, I'm looking at brand calendars, and then that's starting to make me think about what I can have, right? Because you get your core. You went a little wider and then kind of pulled back a little bit and got back to your core, or what you've decided to be your core. And then now maybe we look at things a little bit more seasonal, a little bit more like a brand calendar of, well, when is this, right? And I don't know. Don't make me decide it for you, but I would say somewhere right around December through the end of February. And that's it. It's the only time it comes out. Right? It's like Beaujolais. Right? Only comes out at this particular time. And there was always a run on it, and it would always sell out because they weren't making enough of it. And now it sits on the shelf.
Right. So
at Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green, led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates. We provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need legal resources to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman, Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone, whether you're new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge. Come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer, from beverages to sleep aids and everything in between. CannaCon is the place to be.
Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
So yeah, so that's why I brought it up, because, you know, it's something that we have thought about bringing back as, you know, exclusivity. And then also with our lower dosage. So we had a black cherry, and that was the best seller of our 3.2 milligram.
Got it.
And that one was very tasty. Like, people loved it. So we do obviously want to produce more 10 milligram drinks. So we have that in our back pocket if we want to just bring it up. Formulations there, it's just the design, right?
Yeah. But that could be seasonal too.
Exactly. Right? You know, for like a summer or, you know, warmer weather or even a winter, because people want to drink seltzers in the winter, right? Yeah. But yeah, so then there's that. And then as for another, like, we've thought about our next flavor, kind of scratch the surface a little bit. And we're just, you know, I'm glad you brought this on, because we're not doing like a... not that specific flavor, but just more like without bubbles, because we want to, you know, we've done many tastings, and some people just don't want the bubbles, you know, they like the flat stuff. They drink it before, you know, bed, and they don't want to be kind of burping and stuff, you know, it affects everyone differently, right?
Yeah, it definitely does.
So,
and
I mean,
some people can't even have it.
No, exactly.
They can't even have the bubbles.
Yep. And that's kind of where, you know, I would like a tea too, just because I like, you know, it's just like drinking water where it's like you could chug it more versus like Waterloo. I feel like I'm a dragon after my first gulp, you know.
Sure.
It's just, but ours is just an in between bubbly. So we're thinking on the next flavor for our drink. I honestly don't know what flavor that would be, but
more a still beverage than more a bubbly beverage.
Yeah, still or a bubbly. And we might even go bubbly too. It just really depends how we feel and how we want to stay consistent with the drinks that we're already making, right? So it'll probably be a limeade though. I'll tell you that, just because you know we're staying with the limeades right now. We like the tart.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's different than lemonade, I guess.
So. Well, I mean, they're delicious. So before we wrap up, right, any last comments, thoughts?
Are you going to enter into the contest again this year?
I don't know.
Maybe a different flavor, because
there's no telling, you know. I don't want people to get biased or anything.
I mean, if you won once, do you go back again for another?
Why not?
I think you probably have to.
Even if
you lost, you go back in, you know, because when you fall down, you get right back up. So
if you
have the confidence in your product, you got to show it and you got to put it out there. And there's so many great products. I mean, including one sitting on the table here with Lance. But yeah, I just want to say thank you for, you know, having Mello on. You guys were great. I had a lot of laughs in this conversation.
So, for sure.
And I've obviously met you guys prior and you guys have been great. Lance, you have great products as well. Good Zen. I can't wait to start pushing a lot of product out of there as well. Go find Mello at Good Zen, all right?
And how can people reach you? What's your website?
Yeah, so our website is mymello.com. So that's just going to be mymello.com. And our Instagram is the same thing, but it's my.mello.com.
So. Yeah, follow them. Order from them. Go into Good Zen.
Yes.
Drink the drinks.
You can find all these products too.
Eat the chocolates. Melt them maybe. Be careful when you're doing that. But, you know, you deserve it. Treat yourself.
Yeah.
You know, one of our team members actually, he does a scoop of the Moon Rocks, right? Mm-hmm. And then he would do like a little sample cup of our drinks, and you just pop one and do the next, and it just kind of activates everything too.
Yeah, everything gets real bubbly and poppy.
Don't try this at home, but you know, it's an explosion of flavor, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, when you're thinking about it, we gave you a whole bunch of different recipes to try.
So yeah.
You're like, oh, what am I going to do? Just do that. Start there. Or tell us what you did.
Yeah.
You know?
I would love that.
If you go and do something cool, let us know in the comments.
Yeah, right? Definitely. Tag us on Instagram. You know, we'll repost it. Give people ideas, get people creative, you know, to having fun, because that's what it's all about.
There we go.
So
fantastic. Well, thanks, Mello. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Mello.
Thanks, Calandra.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you guys. Thanks, both,
for allowing me to sit here. You know,
you got a 4.5 hour drive, man.
I know it's going to be fun. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's a pretty drive though.
Everything is great when the lake's on your right side.
Yeah.
And the lake's on the left side. It's not as great of a day.
We'll leave you with that.
I know exactly.
It's not like driving
the drive
through
you're
Iowa.
Talking about.
No, we're not going to Iowa. No.
No.
You don't know.
No, that's like watching paint dry.
You're going or coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's an awful drive.
All bad driving to Iowa.
Right.
Iowa, we would love you.
Oh, poor Iowa.
Come and sponsor the podcast.
Sponsored by Iowa.
We'll mention you in better light.
Right.
All right. Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.